With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim, Jim and Nobby.
Hello.
Hello. And now, Jim, I can't spend too long doing today's podcast because I have to go to the Station of the Cross at 4 o'clock.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. And I have to go and find myself a nice piece of fish.
The old traditions that stick in your head. What was your favourite? Do you remember what Easter egg you were waiting for most as a kid?
I don't really remember. It's all a blur. I just remember chocolate and...
Lots of it.
Is it? Yeah, just there was a bit of a chocolate buzz and just sort of lying there going... I never really liked eating too much chocolate anyway.
It won't go.
Yeah. No, I liked a bit of chocolate. Don't get me wrong.
I remember they'd be all laid out for you in the fireplace because the Easter Bunny had been.
Yeah.
Or...
No, why would you put chocolate near the fireplace?
Well, if you didn't use the fire.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I can't remember, to be honest with you. I don't... Easter's a bit of a blur. I remember Christmases, but I don't remember Easter's.
Mm.
I remember getting eggs. And I remember like there'd be one mate who'd be like, oh, I got 72 eggs, did you? Well, I got three.
Three's grand.
Three's grand.
I don't know if you still get mugs with them. You know, you'd have a lot of...
Oh, yeah.
You'd be having an egg and a cup.
I did see one yesterday in the shop. What's it called? A Kinder completely sold out, by the way. Sold out.
The can't get toys, brutal.
No, you can't get them.
I mean, like, yeah, Kinder sold out,
remember
man.
In Kids in the Car, we said, what kind of egg do you want? And every kid was going, Kinder. Yeah. So I don't know what Kinder have done, but the kids are mad into it. You can't get them anywhere.
And I love their chocolate.
I saw a Malteser egg with crunchy bits in it, in the egg.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't get it, but I thought, oh, that sounds
nice.
The
same, I think, as the bars, the Malteser bars. They have that kind of...
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Whatever it is, in the middle.
But I didn't bother. But I'm looking forward. So we're going to take next week off and we will be back on Monday and I'll have all the bits and pieces
Monday
for the
week.
Thing I was telling you about. Monday week, yeah.
Mm.
All the bits and pieces for the thing I was been telling you about.
Yeah, so this is you found an old... answering machine tape, a micro cassette. You went to a gadget shop. The man had no idea what you're talking about in a kind of a rude way, if you don't mind me saying so, Mr. Shopman. And then did you order an old machine?
Everything's coming.
Okay, so where did you go to find the old tape recorder machine?
The old tape recorder is coming through a friend of mine,
right,
who has one, but it doesn't have a reverse on it.
It's a bit like the machines that they used to record in police cop shows. Same idea.
Yeah,
there was a two tapes in them though.
They did, yeah. Some of those answer machines have the two tapes as well.
There was an old, I don't know if it still exists, like back in the day, if you had these machines, not that they ever happened, but people's parents did, all right, and like you get a pre-recorded one, leave your name and number. People used to leave.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, you could buy...
I thought there was a guy I knew who did that, but it wasn't. He was a DJ.
You could download them. There was that De La Soul song, Hey, How You Doing? Sorry, you can't get through. Why don't you leave a name and a number and we'll get back to you. Boop. It's such a weird old fashioned thing now. I remember seeing a thing in a comedy movie and a guy had the tape, his cassette tape with all his messages. It was Steve Wright, the comedian. And he would come home, he'd take the tape out and then he'd go for a walk and he would listen to his messages. And the messages were like, hello, Stephen, this is your high school teacher from 25 years ago. I still haven't forgotten that thing you said about me.
Not only now has technology erased that, people are afraid to ring you, never mind leave you a voicemail. You know, apart from, as I proved the other day, the odd person.
Yeah.
But chances are, if you're leaving someone a voicemail today, it'll be sitting in their inbox for the next 7 weeks. You used to have to pay to ring 171. It used to cost you money.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have one new message.
Last message received at 24. 100 hours on the 2nd of April 2021.
Did you ever come back to your phone and you've got like 10 messages and you think, oh Jesus, what's wrong? I hate that.
I just think one of the lads has been locked while I've been asleep.
And your phone...
There's a WhatsApp group with like 37 messages unopened. One night there was 100 and something.
Wow.
And the guy who will remain nameless, Dev, would be would be on a session and because he works shifts. And everyone else is asleep. We all have that one friend, don't we?
So what will you do now on your time off? Will you just... You won't stop, will you? You just keep going, won't you? Keep doing your things you do.
Keep doing things, yeah. You don't really get a chance to stop.
You're not going
to
kick back and try and just relax?
I'd like to. Mm. I've got some... My little hustle project that I do with cars, I've got some very interesting cars to film.
Yeah, well, that'd be good. That's kind of
for those of you into cars, a Cooper for a Mentor, an Audi e-tron GT. Oh, yeah. And other things.
I should put up a picture of the face I make when you start talking about cars.
No, it's only if you're into cars.
I know, yeah, but like, it's not that I don't like cars. I do. It's just
they don't do the same things for you.
You have like, yeah, you're much more interested in it.
You know, you'd be playing back cassettes.
That's my thing.
And
yeah.
I'll be filming cars that I can't afford, and most of us can't. But isn't it nice to have a look?
At least you have them for a week.
Exactly.
What's your favorite one you've had so far? You can't.
All different on different levels. I had a.
Yeah, well, you had to pick one. What's
I had
your
a big.
One?
I had a big, huge people carrier last summer that I drove to the Giant's Causeway in, and I could fit eight people
savage,
in the back.
Yeah.
And I had leather seats like an airplane that reclined back.
I'd love a go of that now.
And I collected mates of mine. This was all when you were allowed to meet people last summer, and I collected mates of mine at that gaff. I drove all the way to Rathfarnham and picked them up from their house. I had two champagne flutes in the drinks holders for them, and I was like this big posh fancy Uber arriving.
That's
and that was just an Opel. So
what did they think of that?
I thought it was deadly. Like,
that is deadly.
What the hell is this? Like on the outside it looked like a van, but then you cut it open and it was like, this is like Entourage. And then, you know, Teslas are great. They're interesting and look, there's loads of them.
I see an awful lot of Teslas around where I live. Huge amount.
Well, if you get the Model 3, which comes in at under 50k, the BIK in Ireland rules are that you pay 0%. So if you get a Tesla as a company car, the baby Tesla, you don't pay any benefit.
I see a few of those knocking around. They're kind of funny looking, aren't they?
Reasonably affordable. Yeah. So, yeah, it's all different. Loads of people. By the way, nice to see during the week. The number one thing people want to have in a car radio. They've surveyed 40,000 people. Sorry, I've just half given away the answer. Of all the gadgets and CarPlay, Apple CarPlay is in there, but way down the list. The number one thing 40,000 people in America said was an FM radio to
listen.
That's it. For a bit of company.
Long may it continue.
Isn't that mad? Like, of all the gadgets and sat nav.
Radio.
And heated seats and fancy wheels. Radio. Was number one, like massively ahead of the list.
Yeah, you'd be lost without it. Thank
Especially God. In the last year, I think people have, you know.
Yeah.
And listened to stuff like this. Bit of company for you.
It's real. So listen, have a lovely week. We will be back on Monday week. Coming up on the podcast today, Reeling in the Years is back and they've got a promo, which sounds a little bit like something we did years ago.
I'm also going to watch Your Honour.
You have to watch Your Honour. It's so good. We'll talk about Line of Duty because we were all caught up now, so we're able to talk about it. We'll talk about a song that's been around for 5 years in the charts, on and off.
Never went to number one.
Podgy's TV Guide will be here. And we'll also be chatting to some very funny lads who have a YouTube channel talking about soccer, and they got one of their buddies, hook, line, and sinker, with a fake Robbie Keane. It's so funny. And we talked to those guys as well.
They thought they were going to be getting Robbie Keane to join their football podcast.
So good. It was brilliant.
So enjoy the week of not having to listen to us.
And we'll be back on Monday week. What date is that? Just so I know.
It's the 12th.
We'll talk to you in 10 days, everybody.
Night, night.
Stay frosty. Yeah, yeah. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. Good Friday morning to you, Nobbers.
Good Friday. Oh, you meant good, the actual good, yeah.
Well, if that's your thing, you know, if that's not your thing, happy Friday to
everyone.
You.
Can have their thing. Isn't that what the world's meant to be like?
I'm going to ask you a question now, Mr. Music.
Oh, congratulations to Laura and Ian.
Oh, yes. Sorry, congratulations. Absolutely, yeah.
So baby girl. Don't know how much it weighs.
Wow.
Although we knew it was going to be baby girl already, didn't we?
She did give that away, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations anyway. So everyone's doing well.
Now radio presenters, you can congratulate her on the birth of her child. Now the child is here. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, you wait, don't you? That's the traditionally you
wait. Traditionally, yeah.
Anyway, what song has set a new singles chart record after spending 260 non-consecutive weeks in the top 100.
260 non-consecutive weeks, top 100.
I presume
male artist.
I presume they're talking about Ireland here. This is a band.
A band. Okay.
It's the official charts company. That's is that the UK?
I think they cover everyone. I think they cover us too.
Despite spending such a long period in the top 100, band. The highest chart position for the song has ever reached is number 10. So it's never been a number one. It hit the top 10. It's a monster song.
So, on and off, that's a total of like 3.5 years.
No, it's 260 non-consecutive weeks. Yeah, yeah. So 3.5 years-ish, is it?
On and off.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I know, yeah.
Has to be...
Be more than 3.5 years, would it?
Yeah, well, if you dragged it out.
Yeah.
So, as the crow flies. Are they Irish? No.
They're not Irish, but they are very popular here. I would probably say...
It has to be.
You'd have to nod your noggin to this today in honour of it. It's an unbelievable record. 260 non-consecutive weeks in the top 100.
I was going to see a little mix.
I'll give you a clue. It was released in 2004. We'll come back to it. You keep mulling it over.
Jeez, that's a tough one.
It's a good one though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now don't WhatsApp it in and Google it, because then he sees it at the end.
Ruin the fun. I won't look at the screen.
Dubs Desi Band.
Now, he wasn't even there.
Dublin football manager Desi Farrell has been banned for 12 weeks by the GAA after players broke COVID-19 rules in a secret dawn training session.
Some players, not all players.
Gordie are probing what regulations were breached by stars at the pitch early on Wednesday.
You know, I'll be honest with you, I'm not being dismissive about COVID restrictions, but when I heard that, I thought, surely the guards have other things to be doing.
Ah, yeah, even the guards would be saying that. But you have to take these things seriously.
So there was 4 to 5 members. Like, who took the picture? Who tipped them off?
I read it. Somebody tweeted that there was 8 young fellas who all go to school together, and they're all in the same bubble in school, and they were playing a football match, and their parents were around them, but their parents were all distancing. It was like in an estate. Mm. One of the neighbours called the guards. Guards came down and broke it up, and so now they're trying to find out which neighbour did it. Because all these little.
Yeah, like it's weird the way people, some turn on each other, others kind of unite. It really is an Orwell story. So
they've apologised unreservedly for their actions. They were training at dawn.
A little bit of me also.
Which is okay now from the new regulations from the middle of this month, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's for only younger all right, people, all right. Not elite. And a little bit of me, and again, I'm not being dismissive, I thought. Jeez, isn't that good? Like, that's how much they want to win again.
Oh, well, they're always training at dawn. Didn't you see them one day on the way in?
Used to train on the Alfie Byrne Road there, the pitches, and you'd see them at like 5:30 in the morning, freezing cold, floodlights on, players lobbing balls over each other, yeah. But that's how you get those achievements.
Yeah, but you're
not
allowed.
You shouldn't be doing the most.
Yeah. There's loads of things I want to do I can't do.
You should be bouncing it. I mean, you know, Stephen Cluxon can go on his own and kick balls over nets if he wants, as long as someone can fire them back at him. But like, other people... You can train.
I know,
way.
But do you know, in fairness, you like, and I'm not being dismissive either, but you could say, ah, look, my kids haven't seen their auntie for over a year. I just want to go and just going to go and say happy, how are you, Easter to them.
And if everyone does that?
Everyone does that, we're, you know.
They can't be the only team. They're the team that got caught.
Everybody knows people have been doing things they shouldn't be doing, but like, they got caught and they're fairly high profile, so this is what happens.
Yeah. I want to make an example of you.
Front page news, they are.
So the manager's probably going to miss the league now. He'll be there for the championship.
Yeah, but surely he can do stuff from remotely.
What's Jim Gavin doing? Give him a call.
But like, Jim Gavin could be in his ear on a phone, just telling him what to do. Here's what you do.
I wonder, would they suspend the Jim Gavin?
Oh, I'd like to see them try.
I just wonder. He would have looked on Desi Farrell.
As you told him, he was suspended.
Well, you wouldn't have been able to tell was he annoyed or not.
No, it'd be the same face he does when he wins in All-Ireland. Just that little smirk. Like, I'll get you.
I have a silencer in my pocket.
He has that, isn't he? It's just like, all right.
Inside he would have been fuming, but you wouldn't know.
I don't think he ever
fumes. He'd be steaming.
I don't think he steams. I think the man is just... I think he is just zen.
Count to 7, Jim.
He's just zen.
1, 2, 3.
I don't think he shouts. I bet she's just like, you know, there's certain players just disappear. Yeah, you're not in the squad anymore.
Also,
you get somebody else to tell them, as I'd say.
You stick You stick him in an iPad at the side of the pitch and he watches the lads.
Yeah, train. The iPad on a stick. Yeah.
How do you actually suspend him? He's suspended from the ground.
Virtual gym.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Just smirking.
No, better be virtual Desi.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to think about this band and we'll come back to you after Medusa because it's wrecking my head. They're a British band, are they?
No. 2004 was the year it was released. There's another clue.
It's F104.
It's a Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104, 719.
Are they American?
They are American, yeah.
Okay. 2004.
So if you just joined us, we're trying
it's
to...
Not Maroon 5.
It's not Maroon 5.
Killers? Is it?
Yes. It's the Killers. Mr. Brightside.
From Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah.
So Mr. Brightside.
Mr. Brightside is the...
Non-consecutive.
260 weeks in the top 100.
Since 2004.
Since 2004. It's been bouncing around.
And is that the longest song?
It's the broken record, yeah.
Wow.
So it's a massive...
Well, it is a deadly song.
It is.
It sounds new today.
Yeah, 260 non-consecutive weeks in the top 100, released by Brandon Flowers and his friends. 2004.
It didn't look, by the way.
It spent a total of 5 years in total.
Incredible.
Bouncing around the top 100. Wow. Just that song is just...
I wonder how much money that song has made them.
A few squidge.
You know, because they're still getting paid if it's getting played all those times all around the world.
Yeah, I heard a bloke who wrote a big massive hit in the 80s, and he was saying that... He goes to his cash machine, and this song is still bouncing around. You'd still hear it again around today, like everyone knows it. And he goes to his cash machine, and when he logs into a certain account, and he sees, oh, there's another 30 grand.
It was written by Brandon and Dave,
yeah,
and it was their first song.
Wow,
like first single anyway that they released. Probably not, you know, obviously not their first song. I'm sure they did some ropey stuff.
What's the one about look like a boyfriend, look like a girlfriend? That's the
somebody
one.
Told me.
Somebody told me. Did you hear what that one's about?
No.
Brandon Flowers, so he's going out with this girl and it's going really well, and she doesn't come home one night.
Oh.
And he goes down to the bar where they always go, and there she is. I think she was shifting some other lad.
No.
And yeah, he was Devo. But then he goes. Then he just thought, oh, hang on.
You just sound
here.
Angry in that song.
There's a song here. Oh, yeah.
Somebody told me
that you had a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend, and off they went. So, you know, it might seem like a bad time at the, you know, if you see catch your other half snogging somebody's face, but you could get a massive hit out of it.
The official records of Mr. Brightside say it was recorded sometime between 2001 and 2003. They don't know.
Oh, probably floating around as a demo and stuff for a while.
Lyrically, Mr. Brightside depicts a true story of his jealousy and paranoia when he walked into a bar in Vegas and found his girlfriend
cheating
on him.
Was Mr. Brightside then?
Yes.
So, it's not somebody told me then?
That could have been the follow-up, Jim. He could have been still annoyed about it 6 months later.
Sorry, no, this is the one, yeah. Somebody told me.
Or I was asleep. Yeah. And it wasn't even that she didn't come home.
Yeah.
I knew something was wrong. Yeah. I have these instincts. I went to the Crown and Anchor, a bar in Vegas. And yeah. There she was.
And your mom was a bit of a crown.
And the guitarist, Dave...
Big hair fella.
Wrote the music of the song before he ever met Brandon Flowers. So he must have been like, I've been working on this thing. What do you think? Yeah, man. So there you go.
Wow. So Dave's the fellow with big hair who doesn't tour anymore.
What did they do without him?
When the Killers now go on tour, you've got the drummer who looks like your man. And you got Brandon. That's it. The guitar and the bass don't tour. They have two other fellows who do it for them. And a keyboard.
That's kind of handy, isn't it?
So they stay in Vegas, looking after, probably watering their cactuses. And they have another hairy fellow who goes on tour, and he just stays down the back.
Back in 2016, the song reached a total of 3.5 million in sales, and it's what it is officially known in America as a sleeper hit.
Sleeper, yeah.
Because it's around. It's not quite. So as you said, it's never been number one.
Classic.
8 to 10.
Who do you know who doesn't like that song?
I don't.
I'd say you can count them on one hand.
I don't know anybody. You could, like, there's so much to know, but I never knew there'd be that much to know about one song.
Well, I don't know, but like, it's a bit early at the moment, but in an hour from now we'll be nodding our noggins, and I think that's a good enough reason to blast it on a Good Friday.
Here's one reason maybe to question it. James Blunt said it's his favourite song of all time.
But he's funny.
He is funny.
I like James Blunt. I don't like his music, but
you're beautiful.
He's okay with that. Plenty
it's
of people
true.
Do. He is very funny on Twitter.
That only came out a year after.
Do you remember we interviewed him?
We
interview James Blunt? He's not really us, is he? James Blunt. And then he was the crack.
He was great. He was great. His sister married an Irish dude, I think. Right.
He fires a cannon at people from his gaff in Ibiza.
It's 7:24. Would Mr. Brightside be the tune to nod to on this Good Friday? Five and Megan Thee Stallion on F104. It's a beautiful mistake. Thumbs up, thumbs down. What about the poo face?
Poo face is in there. So this means you seriously, right? You're old and you're not cool if you're using these emojis. So stop. If you want to be down, you know
okay.
What I mean?
Well, you probably wouldn't even be on WhatsApp, to be honest with you. So
who?
If you were young and cool.
Oh, there's loads of everyone's on WhatsApp.
No.
Oh yeah.
Go on.
What do you mean no? No. Okay, so thumbs up is the uncoolest. Now, you only send thumbs up if somebody says, don't forget toilet roll, and you go, yeah, got it, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, or I just sent you that thing, or yeah.
But if you send thumbs up...
I'm going to be overthinking it now.
If you send thumbs up, that means you're naff, right? So here we go. The grimacing face, 9% uncoolest.
What face is that now?
The grimace. It's like the teeth, you know, like, oh, God, I can't believe you said that.
Oh, yeah.
That's in there. The kiss mark.
Like with the thing coming out of the side of the face.
It must be, yeah. The clappy hands. The monkey eye cover is 15%. So the monkey eye, so you can't believe you said, you know.
You're old if you use that.
Yeah. The loudly crying face. So that's the...
That's just, no, that was a funny joke, no? You're just reacting saying,
it's hilarious. It's better than a laughing face.
It's on its side, tilted.
No, that's a loudly crying face. I don't know which. The poo is in there in the top five. Here's the top five now.
But surely poo is universal.
The check mark. So this.
Yeah.
That's,
what's that like?
That's the AOK symbol, isn't it?
Yeah, or if you're scuba diving.
Oh, sorry, the OK hand.
Scuba diving, yeah. You do that thing to say
that's
you're
the
old.
OK hand. The red heart.
What about the OK hand? Is that OK?
No, it's naff. OK hand is naff.
The red heart is naff.
Oh, yeah.
Again, love is universal, no?
Yeah, you put that in for anything. You put in like three if you like a song. You put in one.
But I mean, like, all ages.
Yeah, but do you not do it to show the tone of it? Like, you know? Like an emoji. Sometimes you could read an emoji four different ways. So you put the heart in to show that it comes with love. Or, you know.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Or, I don't know.
Anyway.
So don't use any of them.
I saw a fellow the other day
the
saying...
The checkered flag
that,
okay?
That men in general, and I used to agree with this, he said men in general shouldn't use emojis. You know?
It's a girl thing.
Well, it's a kid's thing.
Oh, it's a kid's thing?
Yeah. That's right. What this guy was saying. If you're a man, you shouldn't use emojis. You should give yourself a smack in the head.
Well, the world did survive even with normal messages before the emojis came
out. But you can definitely show the different tone of it. So you can send a message... And the tone can be changed by putting in the emoji. So if you put a smiley face, it shows that you're only messing. You put in a heart face, it shows that it comes with nice vibes.
Even some work email software has emojis in it just to take the edge off.
Like thinking of you with a heart at the end of it
is
very different to thinking of you with an aubergine.
Of course.
So that's a very different message.
I noticed the aubergine isn't on your list. Is that okay?
That's okay to go.
Okay. Now we're talking.
You can thinking of you.
I don't think the aubergine is going to be my most used.
Oh, let's have a look at your most
emojis.
Used. What have you got?
It's not going to be aubergines. Oh, I hate this bloody face.
Maybe they're
thing.
Aubergines.
Can someone invent a thing with the face recognition that'll just do your eyes? So even if you're wearing a mask,
frequently used. I use 1, 2, and 3. You know, the grey 1, 2, and 3 with the numbers. They look like buttons off a phone.
I use them for work.
I use that for work.
I have the Irish flag.
I have the heart. I have the strong arm and the fist. I use a lot.
I have the big tongue licking down.
Yeah,
what do I have that in there for?
I have a goat because for the greatest of all time.
Oh, very good.
A symbol of goat.
That's
yeah.
not on your list, is it?
It's in my most frequently used.
Your ones are quite good. I have the hands up in the air like you're raving.
I have an angel.
And I have...
I have a burrito.
I have the
burrito emoji. The strong arm, yeah.
I have the bicep curl.
Yeah, well, that's... If you're saying good luck today, strong arm, you know?
I have a pint of beer.
I have a unicorn.
And I have the... what the hell do you have a unicorn for?
Because my daughter sends me messages now, so I have to send unicorns back to her.
Okay, I have the really red, angry face. And I have the Irish flag.
I don't have any angry faces. I've got a pig... I've got a burrito.
What's your obsession with animals, Jim?
I don't know. I think pig, I don't know where I used a pig.
Goats, pigs, unicorns.
I've got a freezing cold face. And I've got popcorn. I know what popcorn's about.
Okay. Keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
7:42. If you use any of them or you use more aubergine, you know, you'll either feel really bad about yourself or really happy with yourself after that.
ITV boss Kevin Ligo has said... Piers Morgan is
a flute,
irreplaceable.
To the left,
irreplaceable. He walked off the show live on air saying he didn't believe a word that Meghan Markle said in her Oprah interview, and Kevin reckons there isn't a single person in the showbiz world who can replace the Piers.
Well, to replace that style, Katie Hopkins probably to give it a go. I don't think she'd be as intelligent as Piers though.
He said, "There's nobody like Piers for good or bad."
Yeah,
like you
he's
know,
a villain.
And everybody else seems a little bit bland compared to him.
Yeah. A lot of people would be afraid to... Now, the guy he had the row with that morning, well, it was a row. He's after receiving an awful lot of racial abuse. Off the back of it.
That's just... racist, just waiting to have a go about something. It's just like, oh, we got an excuse now. No, you don't. Ant and Dec have also caught people out with their April Fool's Day joke. They told people that they're going to change their name to Dec and Ant... and some people believed it. By the way, if you were listening to Instagram yesterday on Strawberry Alarm Clock and Face to Face, which was all about onions, they were our April Fools.
They weren't real. And Saoirse
is
not going into Love Island either. But I'll tell you for what.
What?
The amount of people who say, oh, April Fools. So the amount of people that are clearly still able to be caught out by April Fools jokes.
Yeah.
Because the amount of people ringing me.
Yeah, if they're good ones, they will catch you.
Texting me.
Yeah.
Asking me myself about Instagram yesterday. Off air.
Yeah. It's good. Like, I'd say we saw the reaction coming in about Instagram yesterday, and it was, I'd say 60% believed it was real, and 40% said, ah, lads, April Fools, nice one, huh? So Jada Pinkett Smith and Willow Smith have revealed they've been attracted to women. Jada Pinkett and her daughter Willow have revealed they've both experienced romantic feelings towards women, having discussed their sexuality in a new episode of their Facebook watch show, Red Table Talk. Here's what they were saying.
I could see you falling in love with a woman one day.
I've had my fair share of like swooning and feeling like, oh my God, she's so beautiful. She's so talented.
I've swooned a lot. I will say that.
Yeah,
I've had two times I've been like infatuated with a woman.
Really?
I've swooned two times early on, you know, like 20.
Yeah,
you know
I'm 28.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't feel like I've been in love with a woman just yet, mm-hmm. but I definitely feel like it could happen.
Yeah.
Because I've had very strong feelings for women before.
Some people will probably think it's a bit of a strange conversation to have with your ma. Other people will think, geez, they're very open with each other, isn't it great?
Yeah. Like, keeping their options open there. But swooning is very different to being in love. Swooning, like, that's...
Well, Willow isn't at the in love stage yet, as she said there. For the tape.
Fella. Danny Dyer needs surgery. On.
Is this real life now?
Yeah.
Is it on the wall or his ball?
Well, there you go.
Is it?
Yeah, one of them has swollen up to the size
Drop
of.
Drop him, ball!
Is it right? Or is it left? Anyway, one of them is the size of a jacket potato. He's had an accident.
Oh, what was the accident? What did he do?
He was.
He didn't.
Sorted with the Dyers is the name of his podcast. I didn't know he's on podcast. The two Dannys.
Oh.
And she wasn't very impressed with him talking about...
You wouldn't want to hear your dad talking about his balls.
He said, I'm thinking about having a bit of laser surgery. And the other thing I've got to get done is my... I have a massive... It's called... Hydrocell. It's a
hydrocell.
Basically, one of them is like an effing jacket potato. Holly Willoughby practically fell off her chair when she saw it.
Is it true you have really massive balls? I've got one massive balls. Yeah, I've got one massive balls. It's a mad thing, yeah. It weighs a ton. I'd love to whack it out. Can I whack it out?
No!
Just one, you're allowed one. I'll show you it, right? Just go from Ollie's reaction,
take one for the
right?
Team.
Yeah. Go from Ollie's reaction.
I can't believe
ready?
I'm doing it. This is on medical grounds, right, I'm look. Doing this.
Jesus.
Wow.
I actually went looking for celebrity juice last night on ITV. I think it was a quarter to ten, but maybe it starts at ten.
If it made her scream, it must be huge.
It must be. Who gets to show Holly Willoughby their balls, though? I mean, like, I would have thought that's only for her husband.
I've never thought about it before. I'll have to come back to you on
me
that.
Me neither.
You put that in an email for me.
I will. Might get blocked with the HR filter.
It seems today, they're on TV. There are so many programs, which ones should we see? But where can we get some decent telly? Sitting on our backside. Hodgie has a TV guide.
Easter weekend.
He tells us what he's streaming, what his telly box is beaming, cause the coppers told him he can't go outside. It's time for Hodgie's TV guide.
Yeah, baby.
What is the starting movement?
What is the starting punch?
Do you reckon that...
Is it Friday?
Yeah. Do you think Jesus would do a Zoom with the 12 lads today, would you?
Judas, unmute there. Judas, unmute yourself.
I think his Wi-Fi's dodgy today, guys.
Wi-Fi.
Happy Good Friday, Podge.
Yeah, it's not like the old days, is it?
Well, the pubs are closed again on Good Friday, so it's good to see that tradition back in.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, how many years did we get the pubs open on Good Friday? Was it just one?
One, yeah.
Wow.
One.
Yeah. God does not want you out gargling. You see, that Tina is on Now TV.
It's won all sorts of awards. It's a documentary about her life. Apparently it's quite sad. It's Tina's farewell.
My mother, she used to sit in the window of the kitchen when she was making dinner on Sundays. I used to just watch her. I thought she was so pretty. One day she wasn't in that window. She was never in it again. I wanted her to come for me. And I waited. She never did. And it's all right. You know why? I'm a girl from a cotton field that pulled myself above the destruction and the mistakes. And I'm here for you.
Wow, whoever made that promo should get an award. That's one of the best promos I've ever heard.
That's heartbreaking, isn't it?
I've got the chilly willies.
The highs and the lows. Every time I go on my Sky Q, it's staring at me going, hit play, here, watch
I'm
now.
I'm going to hit play now.
They've done the thing with it where they chop up the four photographs like an Instagram grid and it's the only thing you can see in your telly. Go and watch me, go on.
Well, if you're looking for something a bit lighter than that for Spreamerin, lad.
Yeah. Wow.
There's a thing on Amazon Prime called The Great Escapists. Have you seen this?
No.
If you liked The Mythbusters, and if you can stand Richard Hammond, Tori Belleci and Richard Hammond on a desert island inventing stuff.
Old, leathery and out of shape. I shall call you Clarkson. We're stranded on a desert island. We're not going anywhere.
We might be able to build something to get us home.
How's this going to help us get off the island?
Hey, doesn't.
Wait, it's so cool.
Worst part is you don't want to get rescued.
That's rubbish.
Okay, what are you going to do? Oh,
you piece of... You want war?
Yeah.
I'll give you a war you'll never forget.
I know a young man who would be 100% into all of that, so I'm going to watch that big time.
That does look good, in fairness.
I'm going to recommend something for little people. So if you've got a little brother, little sister, kid in your life, Tom Gates' show on Now. There's 10 episodes. And he has a song about his sister called Delia's a Weirdo. Here's a bit of it. Tom Gates, he's a little fella who's only 10 and he likes doodling in class all day.
Rapper. Well, look, if you want something with little people, turn on TG Carter on Friday afternoon, 5:25. Fantastic Mr. Fox is on.
Oh, that's good. Good.
You should watch that too.
Two that are old but are back on Netflix. If you'd like to have a little goo at yourself there, The Penist is back.
Excuse you?
And Friends with Benefits. They kind of go together, actually.
Black Klansman is on Channel 4 at 9.
I haven't seen it. I have it recorded about 4 times. I've never watched Black Klansman all the way through. I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Tush, tush.
There's never been a black cop in this city. We think you might be the man to open things up around here.
Hello, this is Ron Stallworth calling.
Who am I speaking with?
This is David Duke.
Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. That David Duke?
Wow.
Careful stuff.
So yeah, it's a black man who joins the Ku Klux Klan undercover, and he's a cop.
Yeah, basically that's it.
What a great idea.
Based on a true story.
Yeah.
That's the maddest bit.
That is the maddest bit. Wow.
Bonus Monday.
Chocolate out of your belly button at this stage.
I'd be pulling the Smarties out of your belly button. Yeah. Louis Theroux, BBC Two at 9 p.m. on Monday. We're all going to be getting our telly boxes on record because Louis Theroux goes back and talks to Carol Baskin for another edition of Shooting Joe Exotic.
Our plans for this building is to bulldoze it, so they're probably never even going to clean it out. It
takes a bit of work for a place to look this bad. Do you feel animosity towards him, Carol?
I don't. You know, I hate what these people do to the animals, but I don't hold that against them.
Louis Theroux, Shooting Joe Exotic on BBC Two tonight.
Oh, get that in your record box.
Yeah, we have that. Good shout.
I'm also recommending Seaspiracy.
My name is Ali. I've been fascinated with the ocean for as long as I can remember. But this romantic vision that I always had of the ocean completely changed. I was forced to confront a side of the story I never knew. A story of just how huge our impact on the seas had become.
Where are the big environment groups? They are deliberately not engaging with the most important issue of all.
Can you turn off the cameras?
I'll tell you what though, lads, I have to go because I'm picking out an outfit to wear to the zoo in 3 weeks' time.
Hey!
Good luck to you!
Good luck to you!
Get yous our zoo passes.
Have a nice Easter. Don't eat too much chucky.
I'll leave a Yorkie for you on the doorstep and get the hell out of here.
Get me a skinny little dirty milk you can slide her under the crack.
I'm just going to leave it at your door.
And you couldn't leave anything around here, the bleeding robbers.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
Dublin's hit music station. FM 104's Instagram with coverinaclick.ie. Low-cost car insurance for young drivers. Call us quick. It's Cover in a Click.
10 questions, 60 seconds, 1,000 euro. FM 104's Instagram.
And Sirica Morgan is going to play for the 10 questions today. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Now, have I seen from your little link in your bio that you are a broadcast student?
I am a broadcast student, so any jobs has, I'm here for them.
Okay, that's interesting.
Okay.
We'll keep you on file and actually really keep you. So I presume this is not your first time on the radio?
No, not first time. My first time on the other side anyway.
Okay.
Okay, so you know all the rules. And just to let everyone know, yesterday was a April Fool's Instagram. They weren't real contestants. It was a joke.
But Circa is real.
Circa's real. We're back to real. I like
am real.
Yesterday didn't even go into my little book.
So which of the colleges are you studying your broadcasting in?
In the National Film School in IDP.
Very good.
Oh yeah, I went there.
Ah, well, so then you know it's great and I should definitely get a job.
Exactly. Look what happened to Jim.
I studied film there. So look, that's what happens. Life's weird like that.
One day though, Steven Spielberg will call him.
I'm telling you. All right, so. All right,
best of luck with the 10 questions.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Here we go, yo.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What is the word rhino short for?
Rhino. Oh, God. Pass, next.
Where'd you find a diving board?
In a swimming pool.
What garden tool shares its name with a suit from a deck of cards?
Spades.
What football team play their home games at Dalymount Park?
Oh, I don't know that one.
True or false, Norway used the euro?
False.
What breed of dog is Lady from Lady and the Tramp? Is she a Cocker Spaniel or a Poodle?
A Cocker Spaniel.
What's the name of the Jewish place of worship?
A synagogue.
What is the longest river in Europe, the Rhine or the Danube?
The Danube.
Who is married to comedian Ian Sterling?
Laura Whitmore.
Congratulations on their baby. And from what country is flamenco music?
Flamenco music. Spanish? Is it Spanish?
It sounds like a guess, but it's a good guess.
It's España.
España.
It's España. It's Spain.
Circa, we're going to... It doesn't count now, but we have to ask you the first question again. What is the word rhino short for?
It's an animal.
Yeah.
Well, the joke is, what's a rhino short for? Because he's only got little legs. But what's the word rhino short for?
Rhino short for... rhinoceros?
Yay! Yeah! Rhinoceros!
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, it's always, sometimes it's the easiest one is the one that gets you.
Yeah.
And if you don't know your football, you wouldn't know that Bose play their football in Dalymount Park. So they're the only two that got you.
They're the only two, Circa. If you had got, well, rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros and Bohemians.
It's technically a 9. We'll give you a 9 out of 10 for that.
Oh, okay.
How do we give her a 9 out of 10?
Because.
But she got it wrong. No, I'm a stickler for the rules now. It's 8 out of 10. People loved it yesterday. They loved it when I was shouting at the fake colours. No! You're a cheat! Good
she's
day,
not a cheat.
Sir. No, not you. Yesterday. So you got 8 out of 10. Fair play.
Very good for your first attempt, very good. And hopefully you're behind the microphone or behind the camera or wherever you want to be, actually. Sometime in the future.
I appreciate that.
Let us know if we can help.
Oh, I absolutely will. You're going to regret that. Thank you.
Okay.
I met my missus there and everything. It's a big place for me, that place.
Wow, this is like reliving the Notebook, sir.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing Instagram.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye.
So you didn't end up working in a film, but you met the love of your life.
Well, no, I had to wear her down.
Oh yeah, no, there's no doubt about that.
I met her there.
Yeah,
it took a long time before she...
Oh, just like...
Yeah.
And they all lived happily ever after. In G4.
Ding dong.
Hello, it's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. Have you ever been watching a TV show and you thought, oh, I love that jacket that she's wearing.
Oh, yeah.
I love the shirt the guy's wearing.
That's what Instagram's for, Jim.
Oh, yeah. There's a website that shows you... You put in the episode, they'll show you where you buy those items of clothing.
Where did Emma Willis get that jumpsuit?
Yeah.
Now you'll know.
Well, I don't know if it's for things like that, but for TV shows, yeah.
Yeah. What's the address, Jim?
I'll tell you later.
You big tease. You just nearly caught you something else there before, tease. So, next, not Easter Sunday, but the Sunday after. Yeah. I just want to go from this bit for a second.
Right, okay.
We might bring all of it at the moment, but I don't know. Up the train in Dubs early in the morning. Not sure at the moment. Anyway, Reel in the Years Sunday week is going to cover 2010 to 2019. And the man who is behind it, he goes by the name of John. He once told someone on this show that he'd heard our reading in the Dubs. And he was like, that was actually really good. Well done.
So this is an example. So like when they do one or two of these, they could sound a bit like this. Because the people who make the show liked this.
This is the one that we did in 2011. This was before we had, you know, this was between the drought of 95 and 2011 for the All-Ireland for Dublin. Now, obviously, there were the big stories this that year anyway, but there was this very quickly followed by a president. And I'm hanging on a
moment of truth, yeah. Octoroin, Argus, Akoida.
You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine.
It's fading late.
So that's our version.
Wow.
Now here's the promo for the new Reel in the Ears.
The stories and soundtrack of our lives over the last decade.
Aukturoin, Argus, Akoida.
It's fading late.
Is back Sunday the 11th of April on RTE1 and RTE Player.
It's Fader Lynn. You don't think they were listening, do you? I know those stories happened without
us
anyway.
They were fairly big. I think they have to stick them in. It's like, should we put in the it's Fader Lynn and the Queen coming? The Strawberries already used it. Yeah, go on. Yeah, I suppose we have to. The Strawberries already used it. Like,
just checking. Just
they used it 10 years ago.
On Octoron. August the car.
Was that big? Was it bus? Yeah, you have to stick it in there.
I tell you what, she did a better, Lizzo did a better job speaking in Irish than Wills and Kate's did a few weeks ago for Paddy's Day.
That's true, actually.
Better job.
Oh, Terrine. And what she said, she loves the clinky glasses or something.
And ice cream.
So do we. We miss the clinky glasses, love.
I'm double jabbed now. Anyway, the Sunday week, it'll be back and it'll start obviously with 2010. We still won't have won.
And get ready for everybody you know to make the same joke.
Oh, they're going to this. Yeah, we've heard all of them. None of them work. It's 29 on F104. What did some football lads from Dublin do to one of their mates involving Robbie Keane? That also makes Dish the Dirt before 9. Don't move.
Okay, so the new video is all about easy breezy summer style. Olivia Rodrigo's new Deja Vu video has landed, and that's how you could describe it.
Now, I've heard that yesterday we had a weird version of it, the proper version. It didn't come out till nearly 6 o'clock last night, sent around the world anyway.
Okay.
So
is this the proper version?
It's the proper version called Deja Vu. Follow up to Driver's License, obviously. And the last song was so kind of calming. This is a bit more.
You couldn't go.
Wow. So Deja Vu is out.
I have
now.
The lyrics here. Cars ride to Malibu, strawberry ice cream, one spoon or two.
Morning, strawberries.
And trading jackets, laughing about how small it looks on you. Watching reruns of Glee. Being annoying, singing in harmony. I bet she's bragging, all her friends say you're so unique. There you go. Do you get deja vu? Do you get deja vu? Do you get deja vu?
Sometimes.
So I have the lyrics for it here. Cars ride to... See? yesterday, Gemma.
So, some Strawberry Democrat listeners, now, they didn't do this for us. I'm just kind of... I'm trying to claim it because it's so good.
It's one of the best. Whoever you are, well done. So, what's the name of their podcast, actually? They have a football...
So, their YouTube channel is worth a little folly as well. And that is called...
Give it the folly.
And you know what? They need some subs, so give them a subscriber.
Football Bets for you. The number 4 letter U.
Like they're going through, it's 10 minutes long, they're going through some of the matches for this weekend, and they have a chat about them. What do you think of this, lads? How do you think this is going to go, and what are the odds on certain people?
So clearly one of the lads is a massive Robbie Keane fan, and everybody else must be in on it because you can see them laughing when he starts.
His name is Graham.
They pretend that Robbie Keane is on their podcast on a Zoom call, but there's nothing on the screen. He starts asking a question, all nervous, and then they reveal, and like the reveal when he just when he pops up on screen, it's somebody wearing a Robbie Keane mask. Like it's really like, remember from like one of the matches when everyone was wearing.
Yeah, there's Robbie Keane ones, Brian O'Driscoll ones,
the paper mask that goes over your face looks mad. And we had to bleep because his reaction.
He's so nervous.
Oh, it's so wait till you hear this.
He's
nervous.
Building up.
And of course, you started your career. Have a listen to this.
Here's Graham,
someone who has done absolutely ridiculous things for this country. One of the best strikers, obviously, well, the best striker that we've probably ever produced, probably that we're ever going to produce. Lads, Robbie Keane is on.
How's it going, Robbie? Look, I've been a massive fan of yours. Growing up watching Irish football, you're a massive influence for me. Played with Crumlin myself. First ever all weather I played on was because of you, and you were signing for Wolves at the time. But the question I wanted to ask you was, you know, you got your dream move to Liverpool. You played 19 games for Liverpool.
Up comes the mask. Now, I know it was April Fool's, but they've only put it up this morning on YouTube, so it so deserves good. Some loving. So,
so good.
Give it a watch. When you see the Robbie face.
The Robbie face.
So the zoom camera's off.
That's what makes it. Cause and then he just appears, and he can.
Then he realizes.
He goes right off the camera with the paper face going, and your man's still asking. Graham's still asking the question. Of course, Robbie.
I'm a bit of a footballer myself.
Yeah. Did you ever know that you're my hero?
I hope Robbie Keane gets to hear about this.
Do you know what I'd love? I'd love Robbie Keane to see it, and I'd love Robbie Keane to actually appear, and Graham can ask him the question he was trying to ask, the fake one. That'd be class.
Next time I see Robbie walking down the street, I'll actually ask him something next time. And that'll be it. Did you see it or not? Actually, I went to see if Robbie's on Twitter this morning. He's on Instagram, alright, but he's not on Twitter. Very good.
Well, Michelle Visage is in a new Steps video.
Right.
We switch gears there. Michelle Visage returns to music in the new official Steps music video. I didn't know they were releasing new tunes.
Oh, they were on the thing. They were on the Chums 2 weeks ago, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're now on sale. They're world tour tickets.
The Chums thing. Anyway, here is they're in Heartbreak in the City.
Never. It's gonna be like getting your ears syringed. Hang on.
Oh, that feels nice. Oh.
104. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Don't forget their YouTube channel, Football Bets for You. Although if they say anything dodgy on us, we're not responsible. It's F104.
Now, yesterday we had a bit of crack on the show. We had a fake Instagram. We had a fake face-to-face. We had a laugh. But I have to say, one of my favourite April Fools that I've seen is...
actually only kicking off more today because the video's gone around.
If you haven't seen it yet, you're in for a treat. So it's from a football podcast called... What is it called again?
Well, Colin, you're the organiser. You tell us.
Yeah, so how are things, lads? Cheers for having me on. The podcast itself is called Football Bets for You. So it's obviously Football Bets, no spaces, the number 4 and the letter U. So that's kind of the handle on most of the Spotify and Instagram and stuff like that.
So generally it's 4 lads talking football.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So there's a group of our friends, and we kind of, like, I started the podcast probably about 3 years ago, and it's kind of just been slowly building, but I think over the last kind of couple of months and maybe year or so, I've put a bit more time and effort into it, and
it looks very professional. You're all lit, and you got the headphones on, microphones, like, you know, give Sky Sports a run for its money.
we've invested all right. Like,
is there 2 Grahams?
There's 2 Grahams, yeah. So the guy we done the prank on is Graham Lawler, and then the other guy is Graham Jones. But we call them Lawler and Melon on the podcast. Like,
Melon.
Yeah. It's a long story.
And like, there's ticker tapes going on and everything. Looks very good.
It looks very
good.
So Graham, the law is he's a Liverpool fan, clearly.
No, that's actually a different jersey. He's actually a Man United fan.
Okay, right. Okay.
Yeah.
And but he was obviously nervous to talk to. What he thought
he was a bag of nerves. Oh yeah, bag of nerves. So, like the whole thing at the start was to prank the followers and the listeners. But he latched onto it on the WhatsApp group, and he started private messaging one of the other guys, and he was like, "How has Collie managed to get Robbie Keane on the podcast?" So the lads were all in on it. Eventually, I put all the lads in on it, like, and so I was like, "Right, we'll run with this, and we'll see where it goes." Like, but I did honestly didn't expect it to turn out so well. Like.
So if you search for it on YouTube, it's called "The Best April Fool's Prank Ever: Fake Robbie Keane Interview." This is just kind of a 50-second version.
This is the bleeped version, but it's much funnier to watch the real one. So,
in case you missed it earlier,
someone who has done absolutely ridiculous things for this country. One of the best strikers, obviously, well, the best striker that we've probably ever produced, probably that we're ever going to produce. Lads, Robbie Keane is on.
How's it going, Robbie? Look, I've been a massive fan of yours. Growing up watching Irish football, you're a massive influence for me. Played with Crumlin myself. First ever all weather I played on was because of you, and you were signing for Wolves at the time. But the question I wanted to ask you was, you know, you got your dream move to Liverpool. You played 19 games for Liverpool.
So what he sees is he sees somebody wearing a Robbie Keane mask. Who's that? One of your other mates?
That's Chris. He's actually on the podcast as well. If you look at our main picture, he's actually in the podcast beside me. So Chris is kind of, he's been listening off the podcast for a while, but that was kind of his grand return on it. Chris is part of the podcast as well.
It's so funny.
I can't watch it now without absolutely, like, going into tears of laughter. Like,
so he's wearing a Robbie Keane mask, one of those ones that you would have got won the matches from back in the day. And he's leaning towards the camera, like it looks like Robbie Keane's going. It's just so funny.
He got a brand new printer, and he wanted to try out his new printer, so he printed out the Robbie Keane mask, and then he cut out the lips. Like, oh, hilarious! Absolutely brilliant.
Just look at that together.
Oh, it couldn't have went any better, to be honest.
So the dream we'd love to help you get the dream. The dream would be that the real Robbie Keane appears on your podcast. And the Lawler asked him the question he was trying to ask the fake.
That's the absolute dream. I actually don't know if he'd be able to handle meeting the real Robbie Keane. Like seeing him there, it was a blank camera he was talking, and he wasn't able to control.
I know, he was getting really nervous. It was so good.
I'd love to see it.
How amazing would that be on the next episode if the real Robbie Keane was on?
If anyone knows Robbie and they're listening, you should hit him up and tell him to get in touch with these guys and get on there just for 5 minutes.
I think a good way to do it would be, I don't know if you guys you probably do have an Instagram account as well.
Yeah, no, we do. Yeah, there's about 9,000 followers on the Instagram.
And just get people to tag Robbie, and if enough people tag him without annoying him, is it a good chance you'll see it?
I think he'll love it because it's so good. Like, the question was going places. It was a long question.
He had so much. He had so much research done and everything. Like, he had all the stats and figures. We see the longer version of it. Throughout the whole thing, he was just building and building. He had all the stats done out. He'd done all the research. And he rang me that day, and he's like, "This isn't a joke, is it?" And I was like, "No, I swear to God, he's coming on." Like, I was like, "Right, I'm going to continue doing the research." Then he had everything ready to go. Absolutely priceless.
I've just realised as well, the Robbie Keane mask has no ears.
It's so funny.
And his face is kind of puffed up because it's not it's to scale.
It's such a terrible Robbie Keane. That's what makes it so good.
So bad, so bad. Just a moment where the tour is on and he realises that he's talking to somebody, one of the lads. It's so hilarious. Like, it worked out really well.
Oh, that's class.
Oh, that's brilliant. And when did you film it?
Last night, literally last night. I literally put that video up on YouTube at about 1 o'clock this morning.
Wow,
well, it's gonna
fly. Didn't get to bed till about 2. Like, so I had to do a bit of editing there last night just to clip it down, because it, like, throughout the whole episode, it just keeps running and running. And like at the very start of the episode, the first question I asked Lawler is, "Does he want to talk about the Robbie Keane?" And he goes, "No, we'll talk about Robbie later when we're actually talking to him." And then he looked away at my face. I was about to burst out laughing, so I was glad he wasn't watching me. Like,
yeah, because you can see all three of the other lads are all smiling.
At times it was like I thought I was going to lose it. Like,
you can see the views on it are jumping now. I've hit refresh on it, so starting to get a bit of traction, which is good.
Yeah, that's good. That's what we want.
We'll retweet it and we'll share it as well.
Fair play. Cheers, lads. Appreciate that.
All right, Collie, best luck with it all.
Cheers, lads. Thanks.
If Robbie calls us first, we'll let you know.
Let me know, right, cheers, boys. Nice. Thanks. Cheers.
Football Bets for You is the YouTube channel. Check the video out for yourself if you want a bit of a laugh this morning. A little throwback to last year, but March, everyone's heads were spinning, so you may have missed the sports relief sketch they did.
Well, here's all the abbreviations that they're talking.
DC Taylor. He was caught in an RTA with an NDIU. Hopefully he can help AC-12 establish links with the OCG.
Great work. You get some rest last night?
Yeah, listen to REM on my MP3, then watch DIY SOS on the BBC. Let's do it.
That's good. So,
what
are your thoughts?
Do you think... I keep forgetting the Scottish girl's name.
I can't. Yeah, she's very good.
She drives off at the end. Well, the van drives off,
and then she's smacking the windows because
she's going mad.
Yeah, yeah. So I think there's a lot that they haven't shown you yet.
So is she?
They'll explain all the things.
Is she being forced? Do you really think that she's? I mean, she's holding hands with Kate. Do you think there's a?
I don't know what the story is with the holding hands thing. Was she just not being nice? They throw in things like that just to throw people off the scent, but. Scottish girl's girlfriend that she, that she leaves the house. There's something.
Yes.
I think that's going to be. Like, I don't think that's a massive story. I think that's just to throw you off as well.
Just yeah. What do they call them again?
A MacGuffin.
MacGuffin. No, people are sending us in. We know Kay Fleming, Vic McClure. No, it's the copper who's they're investigating. What's her name? Can't remember. Top of my head. Anyway,
she's brilliant. She's really good.
So the theory is that she is involved and being forced, blackmailed, whatever, by an OCG, as they call them.
You know the fella, the tall fella, and he has a very good voice. He's like real deep, like he sounds
in the
like
show.
Yeah, he's like one of the. He's helping them when he's on the team. He's on the lighthouse team.
The lighthouse team.
Yeah, so that's what they're calling
it. What they call it.
Yeah. So he's kind of tall fella. He's got a really deep voice, and he's like, "Hey, Gov, how are you doing, Gov?"
Yeah,
fella. I think he's up to something. He's Dodge.
He always looks Dodge in everything he's in.
He's good.
The curly lad.
No, not that fella. No, he's too obvious to be. No, there's another fella who sounds like. Oh, he sounds like he's a DJ or something. He's got a real DJ voice.
Now, what do you make of the copper who picks her up out of the station after she's released? Because he was the guy on the bike.
Oh yeah, well
in
he's
the first
one.
Season.
He's one like it's very like The Departed. So they have a guy on the inside.
What are they doing there?
So they have a cop on the inside, just like The Departed. So there's a Jack Nicholson. H is the Jack Nicholson, and he's working for H. I reckon.
Now you could have someone who was a bit of a yup bro, but turns into a good bro, and gets into the guards.
Why would he hide his face then when Arnott came into the room?
Oh yeah,
you see. Again, that could be nothing. He could be undercover and he doesn't want Arnott to see him. You don't know. You don't know. You just don't know. How many episodes are there? Six?
I think the six, yeah. And it's not the end. There is more. Now, if you're all up to date and you're looking for something else to watch, what did you say the name of that other cop thing was?
I can't remember. There's another cop thing that everyone's saying is better than...
You had the name of it yesterday, but...
I have the name of it, yes. Like I think that's over now.
Something one-worded or something, or... I can't remember. But yeah, and obviously this Sunday night, it'll be a different night because if you're off, you can watch Line of Duty three times in a row if you like. Whatever you're into.
And if you're watching something that's brilliant, we always want to know because sometimes we find out these things from you guys. I think it was somebody that suggested Gamara, the TV show, to us.
Kelly MacDonald is
Kelly MacDonald, she's brilliant.
Nanny McPhee.
So the guy who was in...
Married Colin Firth. Yes, now I know her.
She married Colin Firth in real life.
No. Oh. Colin Firth's wife in real life. That's a bit dodgy.
So she was in Boardwalk Empire, and so was the guy who was in it last season, who was the undercover Liverpool fella. What's his name?
Stephen Graham
and her were both
fabulous
in Boardwalk Empire together years ago.
Right.
And he was Al Capone.
Yeah, and then he worked in The Irishman.
Oh, it was great, The Irishman.
Great actor. So, yeah, Kelly MacDonald. She's also Deirdre in
Is she?
That's where I. That's it. No, that really is where I know her from. That's Bleeding Delish, man.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Her
Farnham
that.
Shopping Centre. Let's not get into an argument and tell me it's Dundrum. It's not.
And the girl who's working with Arnott.
Yeah. Who? Oh, the new girl.
The new girl. She's brilliant.
She's very good. She's no Kate though. And what's going on with? Why did Ted? Is Ted giving your man's Stephen Graham's
Ted's up to
widow,
something?
What's he doing there? And you know the way he walks into her sitting room? You didn't know at the time. Wasn't it real weird the way he just walks
having
and starts
a snoop
looking
around?
I know he's a copper, like, but...
And ask him why she has Sky Sports.
And how does he know she's got Sky Sports? Because the TV's off.
Well, she said there's a big match on later on, but you wouldn't be interested in. And he goes, why do you have the package still?
It's cheap as chips. No, it's bloody not.
It's not.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.